Everybody, I'm Neil. I'm an alcoholic. Extremely nervous right now. Well, I'll just go ahead and start off. I started drinking. Drugs is a part of my story, extremely a big part of my story. Hope you don't get offended. It's just my experience. So I started drinking, and actually I think I started smoking pot like before I started drinking at age 16. You know, I came from a relatively, you know, it was a good family, I should say. You know, it was a loving family, but there was a lot of drinking going on. It was totally acceptable, you know. Like, I remember my mom going and buying me, like, a six-pack, and, like, when I was, like, 16 years old, just as long as I stayed home and drank it, you know. And, but it was, you know, they're great people. They really are. I don't want to, like, say that they caused, you know, me to be an alcoholic. You know, I truly believe that I was, like, born with this. Just because ever since I can remember, I always felt like a part of, you know what I mean? I really did. I didn't feel like I fed in anywhere until I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. So nervous. I'm just going to go ahead and speed up because it's really, I bounced in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous ever since I was 23, 31. My last drunk was extremely, extremely painful. So I'll just say this, is that, you know, I've had some brief periods of, I've had some time, you know, started working the steps and started to see results from it, you know, and you know, just I stopped doing it very slowly, and, you know, stuff got pretty chaotic, you know. I started acting out in certain ways like I just never thought I was capable of doing. You know, it just amazes me, like, if you take away the drink and the drug, it's just crazy what I can do, you know what I mean? And I couldn't deal with myself. So, you know, after having a little over 2 years of sobriety, I went back out. And I had a daughter at the time. I have a daughter now, but anyways. I stayed out for like 2.5 years. And just blows my mind, like, how bad things can get. You know, I'll just say this, is that my last drunk, it's painful, so bear with me, but I was admitted to a hospital for attempted suicide while my daughter was in the other room, and it's all a direct result of me, you know, not being able to deal with who I am and what I was doing. You know, it's just alcoholism just took me to the lowest parts of my life I've ever been, you know what I mean? Like, it's painful, but, you know, I had DCF got involved, took my daughter away from me. Thank God her mother is awesome. I came into the rooms. I had to be, like, physically separated from drugs and alcohol. I could not do it on my own. You know, it got to the point where I just could not do it. I tried everything, you know, and it was just like, you know, I couldn't do it, you know. So it was easier for me. I was like, you know, I just wanted to check out, you know. It brought me to that point. Once I got out of the hospital, you know, I was still so much in a fog, you know. But my parents brought me over to a halfway house, and you know, the reality started to sit in, you know, like what I had done. Slowly, you know, and it was just the pain I caused in everybody's lives, you know what I mean? It was just unbelievable. You know, I couldn't take it. But again, thank God it gave me the willingness to do whatever it took, you know, to stay sober. It really did. It lit a fire under my ass, you know. Thank God I've experienced a little bit of happiness, you know, in AA, you know, because I knew it was there. I really thought I was one of those people that was, you know, incapable of being honest with myself. But I went to my home group. I'm sorry. My sobriety date is January 17th, 2011. And I went to my home group is Monday Night Madness at 3333. Great meeting. You guys should definitely come check it out if you get a chance. It's where I met my sponsor. And I can truly say I love this guy to death. Like, he is, I love this guy so much. He has helped me so much. I don't think he realizes how much he's helped me. Oh, I get choked up, sorry. He wasted no time in getting me through the steps. You know, we, right when I got there and I asked him to be my sponsor, he, you know, he started taking me through the steps. We met every Wednesday. And started hitting my knees and talking to God, you know, and it's, things slowly got better, you know, it really did. And I started, I didn't really want to start going to meetings. Like, it was so hard for me just to get to a meeting because I was just so depressed and so, you know, just like I thought my life was over. And you have to tell me when 15 minutes is up. I have no idea what time I started, but he would make me, you know, he wouldn't make me, but he just, you know, he's like, you know, how bad do you want it? You know, get to a meeting, get to a new meeting, get to, you know, two meetings a day. He was very adamant on, you know, he doesn't believe in the 90-90, you know, don't 90-90, don't drink no matter what. You know, that's just, that's not my experience. You know, my experience is I drink all the time. You know, I cannot drink no matter what. You know, it's, I started doing the actions, you know, that he was suggesting, and things slowly started to get better. I started to develop a relationship with God that I thought he was gone, man. I really did. I thought I you know, had completely turned my back on him. He was done with me. And I was reading a little reading, you know, and it was talking about, you know, get choked up. You know, God's children's, you know, and I thought about my daughter and how much I love her. And sorry, guys. And I would never turn my back on her, you know. And it just blows my mind, you know, that I can, if, you know, if I do that, if I drink, you know, that's what happens. But being sober and I it made me realize how much God loves me, is basically what I'm trying to say. And I got involved. He made me get involved in service, you know, and I didn't want to. Started chairing meetings. I didn't want to do that, you know. But it's, you know, it's, you know, I started to get it again. You know, it's not about me. It's about helping somebody else. You know, getting out of myself, and that's doing God's work. You know what I mean? That really is, and that's because I can't tell you how many people have been there for me. You know what I mean? And thank you all that have been there for me. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. Like, I would not be here today if it weren't for you. You know what I mean? And I did my fourth and fifth step, you know, and I didn't have some kind of light go off or anything like that. You know, it was more about, like, see him. Ah. Thank you. And it was more about seeing my part. You know what I mean? I got to see my part, and it's amazing. Like, every little situation now, it's like I'm looking for my part, and, you know, if I'm getting upset or whatever, you know, it's like it's working. You know what I mean? It really is. It's unbelievable. It's working again. And it's, the amount of effort that I have to put into it is really minimal compared to the results that I get, you know, and the things that happen to me. I feel like I don't deserve what's going on, you know what I mean? But that's just not real. You know, I did my sixth and seventh right when I got home, and I feel like this step is, like, sometimes overlooked, you know what I mean? And because it caused a hell of a lot of pain in my life in the past. It really did, you know? So at least I have that experience, you know, to go back on and pray every day, you know, to have God remove those defects, you know, because they can cause so much trouble in my life if I'm not working a spiritual program of action, you know what I mean? It really can. So I did that, and I started doing my eighth and ninth, and I don't know, you know, I'll just say this, is that, you know, this weekend, you know, DCF got involved with my daughter and took her away, and I'm leaving tomorrow with her to spend the weekend, you know, with her. So it's like, it's working, you know what I mean? It really is. And when I was bouncing in and out, and I think it was out, you know, I was just like coming into AA, this guy came up to me and he said, man, he's like, Neil, he's like, just fall in love with AA. Just fall in love with AA. I was like, I don't know if I can, you know, I don't know if I can do that again. I don't know if I can get there. And I can truly say today that I love AA to death. Like, I really do. It is, it's my life. Like, it really is. It's given me everything that I have. Like, if it weren't for AA, I don't know where I'd be, to be honest with you. You know, I really don't know where I'd be. It's a progressive disease. You know, I probably would be dead, you know, but I don't know. I don't know where I'd be. I know I wouldn't be doing well, that's for sure. And I know I would not be a father. And, you know I would not be a friend or a son or whatever, you know. I'd be out doing my thing selfishly. And I don't know. I just owe my life to Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And if I saw there's a lot of people bouncing, you know, or coming back. And if just don't give up, you know what I mean? Like, I got the blessing to hear Mickey Bush this past weekend, and I know some of you guys were there, but it was just absolutely amazing. Like he said he's a fully conceited alcoholic, you know, and it talks about that in the first step. You know, it's like I questioned myself. I was like, shit, am I there? Am I fully conceited to my innermost self? And you know, it's something that I got to do every day. I really do. I got to reach down deep in my heart and talk to God and say, God, I'm an alcoholic, you know, help me with this, you know. And it's not so much like that anymore, you know. I pray to help, you know, to be of service today, you know. And that, I think that's the spiritual, that's my spiritual experience, you know. I've definitely had certain situations where I know that God is in my life and he has showed me, you know, and just weird things, you know, a little, if you want to know about it, I'd be happy to tell you after the meeting, you know. I don't know. I'm so grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous. I can't say enough about it. I know I've been bouncing around, but it's like, where am I at? Am I getting close? I got 1 minute. I can't say enough. And I will say this, is that, you know, like, when I first came here, long time ago, I came to the young people's group, and there was a guy, and he's still here tonight, you know, and he gave me so much hope, because every time I'd been in an AA meeting, like, I saw, like, these old people smoking and drinking coffee, and, like, I was just like, man, this is not for me. And I honestly never thought I'd be here doing this, you know, but thank God for him, you know what I mean? Thank God for him, because he gave me that hope that I needed to be where I'm at right now, you know? And I'll just finish with that. And thank you guys so much for letting me speak here.